no. Thankfully, not deadly.
Okay, good.
But like Netflix did these events, where people could compete in the
So
challenges.
more like fun and games.
Exactly. No one's dying.
I mean, I guess KFC even had that Squid Game promotion.
Oh, right. I forgot about that one.
Fried chicken and Squid Game. Interesting combo.
It's weird how this fictional thing is in our real world now.
Makes you wonder about that line between fiction and reality.
Yeah, for sure. Like, is it harmless fun?
Or does it make violence seem okay?
That's a good point.
I mean, the show kind of talks about that too, right?
Oh, yeah. How we love watching violence as entertainment.
Like those VIPs in the show.
Those
Depending
guys.
on who lives and dies.
It's like RWE, the bad guys, for watching.
Quang is good at making us think about that stuff.
Seriously, it's not just a show, it's a statement.
About the world we live in.
So, wrapping up our deep dive into season two,
What's the biggest takeaway for you? What do you want listeners to ponder?
it's like a reminder, The stuff in the show, the money problems, the choices people make, it's all real.
It's happening out there
We got to be more aware,
of how our choices affect others.
Exactly. Even the small stuff matters.
Squid Game makes us look in the mirror
See the good and the bad.
and ask ourselves, what kind of world do we want?
Deep stuff.
Man, Squid Game Season 2, it's been a wild ride.
Definitely keeps you thinking.
Until next time, folks, keep those brains buzzing. And remember, the most important games are the ones we play in real life.